Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Reality of Truth podcast. All right. So let's talk about something that's got a whole lot of people feeling some type of way right now. And that's taxes. Yeah, I know. Some of you are clutching your wallets and your purses just hearing the word. But you either just finished doing your taxes. Maybe you even already got your refund. Maybe you're procrastinating and hoping that the IRS is going to forget about you this year. Spoiler alert, they won't. But listen, before you start getting salty about Uncle Sam reaching into your pockets yet another year, I want you to take a moment to change your perspective about paying taxes, because believe it or not, paying taxes is actually biblical. Yes, you heard me right. Jesus himself co-signed on paying taxes. So let's talk about the biblical foundation of this. What did Jesus actually say about taxes? If you go to Matthew chapter 22, verses 17 through 21. So some of the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus by asking whether it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Now, they thought they were being slick because, you know, if Jesus said yes, then a lot of people would be mad. But if he said no, then they could accuse him of going against the government. But Jesus, being Jesus, he knew what their motives were, and he hit them with a truth bomb. So in Matthew chapter 22, verses 19 through 21, he said, "Show me the coin used for the tax." And so they brought him a denarius. And then he looked at it and he asked them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" And they replied that, you know, it was Caesar's. And then he said to them, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's." Isn't that powerful? Jesus was so intelligent and so brilliant and so smart. So in other words, he was saying basically, pay your taxes. The money belongs to the government, but your soul, your faith, your devotion, all of that belongs to God. You see, Jesus wasn't just teaching about taxes. He was teaching about priorities. And we see this again in Mark chapter 12, verse 17, and also in Luke chapter 20, verse 25. Jesus didn't argue about whether Rome was wasting tax money or any of that. He simply said, be a good citizen, give to the government what they require, but most importantly, give to God what he requires. So I know a lot of us are thinking, you know, the government wastes so much money with our taxes and all of this, you know, and I hear you, I really do. And it seems like the government has budgets for things that we never have heard of. And, you know, a lot of our funds disappear or go to stuff that could be considered wasteful. But there are a lot of things, if you think about this, there are a lot of things that our taxes go to pay that are actually good for our country and good for our entire citizenry. You know, our taxes, when we pay those, they help to maintain roads and bridges. We all like driving on smooth roads, right? We all complain when we drive down a raggedy road or there's potholes everywhere. So a large portion of our taxes go to maintaining roads and bridges. Our taxes also go to fund schools and teachers' salaries. Somebody has to teach our kids, you know, how to read and write and teach them all the things they need to know. So that's a good portion of our tax dollars as well. They also provide for first responders. If we need an ambulance or a fire truck, that stuff isn't free. So our taxes go to pay for those types of services. And we can't forget the military. We all enjoy peace in our homes because there are people out there who are, you know, defending our country. And they have salaries and families that they have to take care of as well. Not to mention all of the things that they need to effectively do their job, the uniforms, the artillery, the training, the people that train them. So with even with all of the wasteful spending that may be going on, our taxes go to take care of some really important things. Romans chapter 13, verses 6 through 7 says this. This is also why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. I love that scripture. It's just basically saying pay what you owe. But another way, I want to invite you to look at paying taxes another way. If you're paying taxes, it's also a sign of prosperity. It means that you made money. So just let that sink in for a minute. If you're having to pay taxes, you're blessed because you know how many people wish that they had a paycheck to complain about taxes being taken out of? You know how many people are standing in the unemployment line right now, praying for a job, believing God for a job? But you got one. And that means that God has blessed you with provision. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 18 says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." So instead of complaining and grumbling about how much they took out of your check or how much you owe in taxes this year or all that stuff, just try shifting your mindset and say, "Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that I even have a paycheck to give from. Thank you, Jehovah, for the ability to work and to earn and to provide for myself and for my family. Thank you for making me fruitful enough that I'm in a position to give back, Lord." Because guess what? God loves a cheerful giver. And paying taxes is just a form of giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." So even in your taxes, be glad that you can pay them. Think about it this way. How many people owe taxes and have no idea how they're going to pay it? They don't have the money to pay the taxes that they owe. You know, and you may even be in that situation. But just be glad that you first have a job, that you earn a salary, and that you're able to pay your taxes. I would rather have a job and having to pay taxes versus being unemployed and not wondering how I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to put food on the table. So I just want to encourage you with this message today, because it's almost gearing down the busy part and the end of tax season. I know a lot of people are grumbling and complaining about taxes. I even had to catch myself about it. But I've changed my mindset. I'm thanking God. Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah, that I have taxes to pay. That means I'm earning. That means I'm prospering. So I want you to remember, your attitude determines your altitude. If you're walking around bitter because of taxes or bills or other responsibilities, you're blocking your own blessings. But when you give and when you pay bills with a grateful heart, whether to God or to, you know, the utility company or even to the government, you open the door for even greater blessings to flow in your life. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So measure with gratitude. Be happy and be glad when you pay your bills. Thank you, Jehovah, that I can pay my light bill this month. Thank you, Jehovah, that I can pay my water bill. Thank you that I can pay my rent or my mortgage. Thank you that I have a little bit extra left over, Jehovah, that I can bless someone with or buy an outfit for my child. So this tax season, instead of cursing your W-2s and shaking your fist at the IRS, take a moment and just praise God that you even have income to be taxed. There's a blessing in every situation. Sometimes you just have to look for it. So I want to close with prayer. Everybody bow your head. Father Jehovah, thank you so much for another day. We come before you today in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord, with gratitude today. We thank you for blessing us with the ability to work and to provide and to contribute. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our income, to increase our resources, and to give us wisdom in how we can steward what you have entrusted to us. We pray for those who are struggling financially, Lord. Open doors of opportunity for them. Provide jobs and financial breakthroughs and peace in their hearts. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our taxes and give to our government, let us do so with thankfulness, knowing that you are our ultimate provider. We trust you to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. May we always seek you first in all things, Lord, as your word tells us to do, knowing that when we do this, everything else will fall into place. All this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.